listening to Natural Occurrences with Bella Maria, the modern good fairy, only on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Natural Occurrence Show with Bella and friends. Hope you have a favorite beverage in hand, because I frankly don't know what will come out of this lady's mouth. Now, here's your host, Bella, a spiritual life path guide, loveologist, and a modern good fairy. Oh my.
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
This is so fun. Thank you. I'm so excited. This is going to be my first show on LA Talk Radio. So I have the best person in the whole world, Miss Patty Negri. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you. Happy to be your first.
Thank you. I know, right? You just popped my cherry. So, this is the Natural Occurrence Show, and we are going to be doing some great things throughout this whole show. We're going to be talking about Patty, getting to know her. I've known her for 8 years now, and she's the most amazing woman I've ever met in my whole life. She's my witchy mama. I love her. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to let you guys know there is a reason why I picked number two. And number two, because we're here at 2 o'clock, right? I picked two. I know, Patty, you have your thing. You love, you know, we have our special numbers, and I've always done these special numbers, and I know that you do too. And I know you picked 11 for your show, right?
No.
No, it's the other show. There's another show that you do, and it's 11.
But, Yeah, we do the whole 11-11 thing.
Yeah, but, the 11-11. Yeah. And so I think it was kind of fun because I had picked my 2 o'clock, and we've been always talking about these things. And I think it's great because there are some things that have been going on in this world that we needed to kind of like figure out. And I thought my first show on a specific day that we've had a tremendous craziness going on in this country. And two means harmony. It means love. It means consideration. And this show has been, it encompasses that. Because, I mean, in reality, we have so many things going on in our lives. We don't try to harmonize our life. We don't try to love one another or even have love for ourselves. So I picked two for this specific reason. And it's kind of interesting that it happened on this day. For a lot of people, it's kind of a bittersweet. Sometimes it's a little bit, you know, turmoil. There's a lot of things that people are feeling and getting confused with and all of these emotions that are going on. But when we're doing the show today, I just, you know how we are, Jill. I mean, I call my daughter, Patty. You know, I've been with my kids all day. That's all I ever do is with my kids. So, but, you know, I want us to have a good time. And I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I am very happy to be here. And yeah, these are weird days. It's a complete energetic reset. Everything that's going on, from the worldwide pandemic to the civil unrest it's a great big wake up call. And what we do have to wake up about is compassion, peace, the ultimate optimist that we're going to come out, you know, bigger, better, stronger, wiser.
Absolutely.
But sadly, at a cost.
Yeah,
it has to be love-based. It cannot be fear or control or anger-based. Because then we have to live in that world.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Somebody told me a long time ago when I was like first starting to like study this whole new life that kind of was just handed over to me by the universe, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And this woman told me, she said, you know, I love my fear. I love my ego. I stroke my ego, but not in the stroking version. Like, I'm like, hey, but then she even said, I even tell it to go to bed when I need it to go to bed, you know? So, you know, and I always thought about that. And at first I was like, wow, you're kind of crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. But now it makes sense. All of this stuff makes perfect sense. You know, loving your ego, telling your ego when to go to sleep, when you don't need it to be around, when you need it to be around. acknowledging it and kind of just saying, I accept you, but I don't need you around right now. You know, it's just, it's not the time.
Well, to me, it's a fine line and a dance. You have to do what you do, to do what I do. You have to have a decent ego. You have to know that you know what you're doing. You have to believe in yourself. You have to,
absolutely,
you know, have confidence and all that stuff. But if you have too much of an ego, you just are going to crash down. So what I always use words like, you know, you dance with the devil, but you don't let him lead, or you ride the dragon, you don't let the dragon ride you, because as soon as you do, it does go awry. So it's that fine line between that, the ego of believing in yourself and knowing what you're doing and knowing that this is your path.
Yeah.
You know, and then not getting into like, and I am the end all be all. And then everybody goes, oh God, another one bites the dust. Cause it happens more often than not. So often.
And then you crash.
Whether, you know, especially spiritual leaders, whether it's traditional, you know, fire and brimstone, traditional leaders in whatever, or new agers, it doesn't matter. Old school pagans, it doesn't matter.
I think that's with anybody though. You know, if you're even in the stock market, you know, it's going to go up, it's going to come down eventually. You just got to make sure that's why I like harmony. Harmony is so good, because it's like, you don't have to balance. It's just harmony. You know, you harmonize it. You know, when you have a tune, you harmonize, you know, you make it work. When you're dancing with someone, what do? You need to make sure that you're dancing the right harmony, the right beat. So, I like harmony. Harmony is a very good word. It definitely, you can. A lot of people who are listening, I probably have seen you on LA Talk Radio before, on the screen, so many different places, you know, with seances and the Annabelle doll and everything else. But, please, you know, let us know who you are.
I'm just your local Hollywood girl. No, I am a psychic. I'm a psychic. I am a medium, and I'm a witch. I'm a good witch. I use the term good. Like, I like that you have good fairy. I like Glenda. No, I work in integrity in my magic, but I believe in magic. I had the gift, as probably most of us have, since childhood. I've been talking to the dead since I was a little kid. I've been knowing what to do with herbs and oils. I'd be in my little suburban backyard, knowing if I put the mint here and for my mom, if I put the rosemary there, it would do things. It's just in the blood.
Yeah.
But I've studied my whole life to study cosmologies, religions, belief systems, to take them down to what I see, which is energy. It's energy. Yes, I am in Hollywood, so I do a lot of media stuff. I do a lot of television. The one that everybody sees is Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
We just had one actually launch the other day, this week, on the new Discovery Plus. They're doing new streaming because the world is streaming. A 2-hour at the Cecil Hotel, which, that place. I mean, it's so funny because I'm this, like, light and empowerment, and that's what I write about, and that's what I do. Yeah. And then I get to go to the serial killer's house and talk to the spirits there. But it was a trip. So that's doing real well. It's the number one show. That whole show is the number one show on the new Discovery Network. I just shot
that's
a thing.
Great.
Yeah, I know. It's really good. I've got whole new stuff going with my podcast, The Witching Hour, and new producers and new stuff that I'm getting ready to announce on that. I just shot with Lily Singh. Everybody knows who she is. Superwoman.
Yes.
We just shot her show. So that's going to air in a week or two. Her late night. It's late with Lily Singh.
Mm-hmm.
And I just shot something with Trevor Moore, which will be great. And I like that because, again, it's not all haunted houses and ghosty stuff. Again, that's not my real life. Trevor is a comedian. He's really funny. I've done a bunch of things with him. And so we solve all the problems of the world 1 hour at a time. And again, coming from a funny perspective, which it makes people think, it's good. I think the first time we did the show, he literally, to launch the show, is on Comedy Network. He did 24 hours straight talk show. A marathon, 24 hours. And he kept me on for about 6 or 7 of it. It's like, I don't even know this guy. It's like, you know, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're going to solve world peace. 3 to 4, we're going to, you know, the planetary crisis. Then this time we're going to solve war. This time it's like, okay, you know,
Must have been like one whirlwind of energy, though.
One whirlwind of energy. So now we do it one. Now that it's a regular series, we do it like 1 hour at a time. And we just shot one. Hopefully that will air soon.
It's
very fun. No, it's fun. I don't know when things air because this whole goofy COVID thing, it's when you shoot, when you air, all the protocols that go is like,
I know things are becoming a little bit more delayed as we go. And I'm kind of itching for my seasons to start again. I'm like, okay, so when's this going to start? I'm missing my shows.
I know, but it's so hard to film now. It's because the protocols, they want everybody to be safe. You don't want to, you're doing a TV show, however great or dumb it is. It's a TV show. We're not doing brain surgery here. So like the one I just shot, the Lily one, I had to go for 2 or 3 COVID tests, had to have days in between. I had to do that last minute one, go right to set. You couldn't, like, you don't stop for lunch on the way, you might get it.
Yeah.
The Trevor thing, I had to do the same thing. I had to like sequester a bunch of days between tests. And then you get there and it's like hazmat suits for everybody in between them. It's a trip.
Yeah. That's nerve wracking. It feels like a movie.
it's like your
reality movie. I don't even know how your science fiction movie.
It is, and they have to kick because there's so many, and they're good protocols. Like they'll have a great big room. If it's a room set, 3 people are allowed in this room. It's put on the thing. That's it. Mm-hmm. On Trevor's show, there are only 3 people, 3 cast members allowed on. It's a talk show set. So one guy, sidekick, had to leave for me to go on. It's like, I'm sorry, you have to go. I'm flying next week to Colorado to do work with George Norrie again on his TV show, Beyond Belief. And I don't know what protocols we have to go through yet, but I've gone to more COVID school than anybody. I've taken classes on how to wash your hands. I've taken classes on how to push elevator buttons. I've taken classes on.
Do you use your knuckle?
And then I have to get tested on it. And it's just terrible.
I want to know, how do you push the button?
I think very carefully. I have one of those little things. It's like you're sticking a pencil thing in it. It's hooked onto a keychain. It's a little thing. It's actually really great. We didn't learn that in class because they wanted stuff everybody can do, but it's more about when and where and how close you can really be and not be. But
is that even healthy? Is that safe? Should I not do that?
No, but you're actually, if you really could do it with this or your elbow or some other body part, go for it. It's just, again, those fingers that touch your face, that touch your hand, that's what's hard. That's what's great about wearing a mask, because you keep your hands off your face.
Yeah, and you don't touch your face. Absolutely. That's this must be really, really tough. I mean, for everyone. I think it has been tough for me. I've actually been a germaphobe. I know that you know that. So I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. And so for me, I always told the kids, you know, like, instead of like everybody learning, you know, how to like do the apocalypse thing or like zombie apocalypse, I was ready for like the germ apocalypse. Like, my kids are so trained. So, you know, I mean, it's just, it's weird. Everything is so strange, but you know what? I'm grateful. There's been so many great things that have come out of this, and so many different, you know, frequencies, you know, as far as family, being with your family, you kind of mellowed out a little bit, maybe reinvent yourself, you know, there's so many great things. And then there's also those bad things where people maybe can't deal with being at home all the time. Maybe there's a toxic environment, and that's the really unfortunate side.
Yeah,
but
no,
you know, this is why we do these shows. You know,
yeah, it's good and help people, inspire people, give them new ideas, new perceptions. Yeah, because I like you, I work with people every day, and a lot of people are kind of at the end of their rope because again, it's so fear based. Am I going to get sick? Am I going to get a disease? Am I going to die? Am I ever going to work again? Somebody, I work in the restaurant industry. I work in concerts. My husband's a drummer. He's had 1 gig in 10 months. You know how crazy that makes him? So, you know, it's tough. But like you said, on the other hand, it's like when it first happened, I'm like, I never stay home. I'm not a stay-at-home girl. I do events. I speak. I teach. If I'm not doing an event, I'm going out dancing every night. I maybe once a week I'd stay home with my husband and watch TV or something. It's just not my gig. And when this all happened, I'm like, oh, we're going to be stuck home together. And at first, but it's like, oh, I'm getting a lot of work done. This is great. We're hanging out. It's not so bad to just sit and watch TV once in a while. We can do that. So again, we're learning things about ourselves along the way. I think we have lost her. I think we've lost her. Have we lost you, Bella? Oh, did the germs take you away, Bella? We are having technical difficulties now. Perhaps her internet went out. I am not sure. But I'm used to technical difficulties. When you're a high vibration person and you work in the paranormal world especially, everything's haunted. Your cameras are haunted. The batteries drain. You guys who watch any paranormal TV know that, oh, my cell phone drained and I just charged it. My battery, all my cameras drain. That just actually happened on last week to me. It's like this camera broke, then that camera broke. So perhaps Bella is dealing with the ghost took away her camera, but I'm sure she will be back any minute. We can talk about what you do last night, what's your favorite show, how are you guys dealing with things? I'm hearing noises, but I'm not seeing anyone. So I don't know what to do. I guess we are live, so I'm going to keep talking, whether you guys want me to keep talking or not. Bella is a great girl. She does all sorts of beautiful, magical things. I'm happy to be on here with her. I wish her well with this new show. Come hang out with me, too. I'm on all the social medias, Patty Negri on Instagram, Patty Negri Psychic Medium on Facebook. PattyNegri.com is my internet that you can get to everything, including my YouTube, where I do a lot of educational videos. I teach all the time, cheap classes, because I want everybody to know how powerful they are, how amazing they are. And I don't know what else she wants to talk about, because she's gone. I was a little worried about that, because I saw her like edging out, like internet kind of things. And I think I'm getting weirdly bright. Oh, ghosts in the machine. What should I talk about? My book? I have a book. I'm just going to turn it into a Patty show until Bella gets back. I have a book called Old World Magic for the Modern World, A Life You Love. Oh, look at it. It's right here. There she is. I am telling jokes. I am not really. I'm just going, okay, I know she'll be back.
I'm here.
It sounds like
I'm totally here
now. Yeah.
I had to, you know what? Spirit kind of works the way it does.
Yep. I was talking about that this is a common occurrence.
This is a common thing for me, especially when you have two higher frequency people. Go ahead and share what you were talking about.
Oh, no, I was just talking about what you guys do last night. And I said, okay, I'm on social media. Oh, wait, I have a book. But no, let's go on with your show. You're back. I'll just take.
I'm here. I hope I'm here. You can hear me, right? Everything is okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I know you were talking. I heard you saying something about your book, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So you are doing your classes, right? In the house with House of Intuition.
Yes. I love teaching. It's Zoom. Again, it's something to do when you can't go anywhere. It's COVID safe. And I love it because they're $10. Anybody pretty much can afford $10. Tonight, I'm teaching a practical magic class, like basic. You don't have to be a witch. You don't have to be a psychic. Things like, you know, how to carve your soap to make it a love, a this or that, you know, 30-second exercises to relax. It's a lot of stuff from my book, Old World Magic for the Modern World. But then I elaborate on it. I also teach with this group called Haunted Diary out of the UK. Those classes are a little longer. They're like $25. It's still, but it's good. It's seeing people wake up their thought process, wake up like, because one thing in working all these decades with people, people are amazing, but they don't know they're amazing. And people tend to, they give away their power all the time. Yep. They give away their power to other people, absolutely, to limiting belief systems. They give away their power to fear, to, and it's just like, oh no, it's just, you change your view this much and look at what you can do. So that's what my whole gig is about, letting people know how amazing they are and giving them really easy, fast, free ways to take that power back.
That's good. That's good. There's a lot of people that need that, because there's not that as you know, I'm going to be kind of doing, you know, the same kind of thing, but I'm doing body love. So body love is, you know, taking care, because I do natural passion and I have all of that. And natural passion is actually creating passion in your everyday life. And body love is going to be during springtime. And it's just going to be about, you know, diving into what you want to be, what you're trying to achieve, getting ready for summer, that summer body, or not even getting ready for a summer body. You know, maybe you had the COVID body and you want to get out of that. So we're, you know, just trying to make things right for people and help them and guide them. Because, you know, as you know, Patty, I reversed my thyroid. I was able to, you know, change my diet, take care of myself, and not have to, you know, to take all those medications. You know, there are paths, and like just with you, with your classes and what you do with your classes are amazing for people, because honestly, if I didn't meet you, I probably wouldn't be so open-minded to pagan, you know, pagan or Wicca or anything of that sort. I was in a very conservative upbringing, Christian background. And, you know, what you've taught me, it's not about, you never pushed anything or your beliefs on me, but you've made me comfortable with the idea of it. And it really helps. So the classes, you know, they're reasonable, and it helps. Maybe, you know, it helps people understand one another. That's why I called this show the Natural Occurrences Show, because we naturally need to learn how to coexist with people. And by doing that is by learning and educating yourself. You know, it's so important.
And health is one of it. I mean, I talk about it in my book, like euthyroid, I was a victim of health in the medical between 15 and 30, but you know, my mom took a drug when she was pregnant with me. They gave it to pregnant women at 15. They said, you couldn't have kids. You have a brain tumor. You have this, you have that. By 30, I was such a victim. Oh, does she have fibromyalgia? We don't know. Does she have lupus? We don't know. Well, she has a brain tumor. It's this big. She has 5 fractures in her back. She has every autoimmune disease. So at 30, they said, if I made it to 50, which I probably wouldn't, because I have 40 times the chance of getting breast cancer and then vaginal cancer and cervical cancer, all of these DES exposed women, girls, and then even boys were getting it. And at 30, I just went, no, I'm not. I number one, I believe in magic. I'm a witch. And again, it does not even conflict with anybody's belief system. I know Christian people who do this, Christian witches. It's not conflicting of any of Christ's teaching. It's just how you dress it and what the man or the people put on. But I just went, no, every symptom went away. They said, if I made it to 50, which I probably wouldn't make it to 50 because of those cancers. And then if I did make it to 50, I'd be in a wheelchair because I have 5 fractures and I had osteoporosis from 16 on. And I had the bones of an 80-year-old at 20. And I just went, no. So at 50, you didn't take your power back. At 50, instead of being dead or in a wheelchair, that's when I tried out for that, the world's largest obstacle course, Wipeout. And I beat 70,000 people to do the world's hardest obstacle course. And I did the big balls. It was insane and scary and cold and hard and painful. And the most empowering thing I ever did, because we are divine beings. We are divine beings and we're human. We have free will. We're divine beings, don't have free will. We have everything. It's like, claim it, people, claim it. I don't know what 30 is. It's crazy.
Well, we can either play ourselves as a victim or we can fix it.
Yeah, exactly. You take responsibility. Even if it wasn't your fault, I can't say, you know, maybe I can in the big karmic sense that it's my fault that the doctors gave my mom a drug when she was pregnant with me, but I took responsibility. Okay, I was born into this. And when I take responsibility, then I can change it. That's it.
Yep. Learn to accept it. Once you accept it, then you're a little bit more easy to work with it, you know, and
it just, it's a responsibility thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know that feeling. It's very scary, especially with medical stuff, you know, but I, like with my thyroid and the Hashimoto's and them telling me, oh, well, you're going to need to take this medication and this and that. And I'm like, I don't want to take medication. I've been such a naturopathic person my whole life. I'm like, I don't want to take medication. I'm like 30 years old and they want to give me medication that I might possibly have a heart attack if I stop taking it. I'm like, I'm cool. I'll try to reverse it first. Let's go that route. And, you know, 2 years later, I reversed it. So, you know, I think it's just, we have to put the energy into things. You can't just snap your fingers and then expect it to all go away. That's the pill. That's the medicine, right?
Yeah. And so that doesn't mean it go away. It covers it or masks it or, you know, sometimes, yes, they can make it go away. Don't do medicine. I'm not that person at all. You know, you've got to find your balance, whatever that is. But yeah.
Speaking of, I want to talk to you about something that I've never really talked to you about. And we can go into it another time. But I've always been interested in this ghost sex.
Spectrophilia. And did she disappear the second she said ghost sex? Oh, see the spirits.
You're listening to Natural Occurrences with Bella Maria, the Modern Good Fairy, only on LA Talk Radio.